Welcome back. Welcome to the campfire. Your host, Ray I, here with Peanut, the Vogelbogger, Matty G. Beautiful, beautiful Saturday morning. Pour you another cup of Thomas coffee, baby. Love that Don Williams. Oh. I'm going to have Don Williams in the next segment as well. I can't help myself.
Cool.
I want to tell you what's on this week's show, as we failed to do it in the first segment, but I will let you know that story time this week was by request. Underwear. So we brought the story time back. When I don't do the story times for a while, when we just, you know, do the shows without story times, I get a bunch of input from the listeners like, what's on story time and where's story time? So we have story time, and we have we're going to call and talk to our great friend, Mr. Gary Mason with the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. He just contacted me yesterday. He just released the inductees of the Hall of Fame, and I can't talk about it because we're going to talk to Gary about it. But then after Gary makes this official announcement and we have him on the show, next time we get on the show, we're going to talk about some of these inductees because there's a very special person being inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame this year in August in Nashville, Tennessee on the showboat down there. We're going to talk about that. So with that, we're going to do a little Vogler news. If he knows how to turn the page, Matty G is going to play a little intro for the news because Vogler needs to do the news.
It's now time for the Vogler Vogler News. We have news for you. Brought to you by Depends for Men, the confidence to be you. Take charge of your leaks and keep your confidence on track. Life Alert, help, I've fallen and I can't get up. Hurricane, number one selling cane in America. Geritol, your partner for a healthier life. So here he is, the Vogler Vogler. He has news for you.
Discover nature through frogging starting June 30th. Missouri Department of Conservation encourages Missourians to discover nature this summer. One fun and exciting way is through frogging.
Frogging.
Frogging season begins June 30th at sunset and ends October 31st. And Missouri has two frog species that are legal game, bullfrogs and green frogs.
Green frogs are larger, bullfrogs.
Therefore, more sought after.
Yeah. And what do you got to do to have a license?
You can go to the Missouri Department of Conservation.
Read the thing. What legal methods?
You can small game hunting permit. Frogs can be harvested using a .22 caliber or smaller
with a rifle,
a pistol, pellet gun, and atlatl.
And with a fishing license, you can do what? Look above.
Frogging can be done with a fishing permit or small game permit.
I'll lead him by the nose to the news.
Do this. Honest. Here we go.
Man.
And you can use hand net or crossbow or bow. You know, don't tell Tiny
Jim.
And
when frogging season gets here, we have a frogging segment we're going to do with Frank Emo.
Oh, cool.
Live frog. Yeah. Kermit the Frog. Okay, go ahead, Vogler.
Inaugural four-man sporting clay tournament, $160 per team. Lunch will be provided. There's first, second, and third place prizes. It's June 23rd at Blackhawk Valley in Old Monroe, Missouri. There's a silent auction, a 50-50 pull chance, and game raffles, side games. To register, email oasisresourcecenter@gmail.com. Or call 636-368-1074 in support of OACE Resource Center with partnering with individuals facing unplanned pregnancies.
Okay.
Good organization. Sedalia Angler. Now, listen to this one. This one excites me.
Listen to this one, Matt.
It's Sedalia Angler.
Sedalia.
Sedalia. Angler hooks.
Sometimes I wonder why we do the news.
Gold Eye. Is there any relation?
I'm going to have to start asking the listeners if they really want this segment or
Gold
not.
Gold Eye. It's
go ahead.
Goldeye. Missouri congratulates Cary Glenn on breaking the pole and line state record.
He broke
by
his pole?
Catching a 2-pound, 2-ounce goldeye on Truman Lake.
Third cousin on my daddy's side.
Broke the record.
He broke a record. Was by it 45 or 33?
That's what's really crazy. He broke the record by 2 pounds. The last record holder was 2 ounces. It's the new pole and line record.
How could the last record be 2 ounces?
Well, okay, here it is. Here's the line. On May 25th, the fish weighed 2 pounds, 2 ounces. It broke the previous state record of 2 pounds. It was 2 ounces over. Oh, okay.
I'm not really sure why we do the news
Columbia
with the Vulgar Vulgar.
Offers
maybe
free
you need to
vote.
Say
so much
maybe
work and effort
classes in June.
Prepping for this
when
segment.
We do the remote, there will be no news. Sorry, folks, there will be no news. We'll be on the air for 4 hours, but there won't
the
be any news.
Popular sport through a 2-day class that includes hands-on field experience. Missouri Department of Conservation to help anglers discovering something that might be just a new angle for pursuing their favorite fish.
Missouri's offering a two-day bow fishing basics class
at Columbia Bottoms Conservation Area in Spanish Lake on June 14th and 16th.
Woke up
for ages 11 and up.
The Vulgar Vulgar.
Day one took place at Thursday.
Just all day. Imagine being there where he reads the news.
July 1st. It's going to be somebody's nightmare.
You remember at the old station, Webster, I came in one day, and he was in there practicing reading the news.
and it went a lot like it's going right now.
It made no difference. And another time I came in, and I heard all this noise. And what is that? And I went in there, and he's in a bathroom in the stall reading the news. Did it help? No.
Apply starting July 1st from Missouri Department of Conservation Managed Deer Hunts. Beginning July 1st, deer hunters can apply online for the Missouri Department of Conservation's website for a shot at one of the 100 managed deer hunts throughout the state of Missouri. For archery, muzzle loading, and modern firearms from mid-September through mid-January at the conservation areas, state and other parks, national wildlife refuges, and other public areas.
I'm not sure if this is
some
a service to our listeners
are held
or not.
Specifically for
we might have to think about
for
this.
People with disabilities.
You can take a poll.
The managed deer hunt applications of period is July 1st through the 31st. Hunters are selected by a Wade random drawing. Draw results will be available.
Wade.
It's weighted.
Wade.
I waited for it, and they didn't give it to me.
Somebody shoot me now.
Applicants are drawn will receive maps and other information on where to hunt.
Just hit the highlights,
Missouri
will you?
Department of Conservation
don't
managed
read encyclopedia.
Hunts. And do you know on June 23rd, there's going to be a next weekend, there's going to be a shotgun start at the Black Hawk Valley in Old Monroe, Missouri, the 4-member team clay tournament. Did you know that?
Yeah, because you already did it.
You wrote that story.
Oasis Resource Center.
Do it again.
Oasis Resource Center. They're helping people with unplanned pregnancies. They are.
Oh, what are we going to do with you? I mean, I really don't know what we're going to do with you.
I'm awake. I woke.
That's a start.
I'm awake.
She's a do-over.
Lots of great stuff in the Midwest Outdoors magazine. We got a nailing deepwater bass with drop shot dynamite. In-depth look at tracking June walleyes. I'll tell you something I saw this week. Our friend Milo, who we had in the studio, he was on Tanny Como for a week, and he was killing some great fish. Big fish. Did you see some of those he posted on Facebook? Hopefully he makes it to the remote, because I want to get him on. I want him to tell our listeners what he was doing and how he's doing it, because he was absolutely slaying beautiful trout. Not just catching trout. I mean, nice trout.
Well, not that typical stalker, you know, that they have. That I have a friend that has a place down there, and he's been sending pictures of outrageous and a lot of browns trout, more browns than I've seen in a very long time.
We haven't mentioned Tiny Tim for a while, the thinking woodsman, and congratulations to him going to work in the outdoor hunting industry with our great friends and family of the Drury's, Drury's Outdoors. And I wanted to get that out this morning. But the thinking woodsman in the issue, June issue of Midwest Outdoors magazine, he wrote 10 practical outdoor uses for plastic grocery bags. How about that?
You mean Walmart luggage?
Yeah. How one man's principal battle led him to field use of unwanted resource. It's got all kinds of pictures and information how to use plastic grocery bags. That's different. That's typical Tim, though, isn't it? Well, we created a monster letting him come into the radio show that time. Remember when we was out of a remote, weren't we? We're the Deer Classic.
Yeah.
He says, is there any way I can come in and see how you guys do radio? Now that, you know, he seemed like a nice young man. Boy, man, some of the mistakes we make in life.
You let me in, and then you let Tim in, you know?
And Tim showed up with donuts. He hit a home run, and then he didn't know he was going. He was just going to observe. We threw him on the air, and he's never looked back. Good guy. A lot of fun. You got anything else for me?
No, I turned down the pages here. Wait a second. Let's see. What else have I got?
Here's a nice title, Advanced Catfishing, Terminal Tackle for Catfish. We got to take a break. We're going to come back on the other side with Mr. Gary Mason with the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. He's going to announce this morning this year's class of inductees 2018. We'll see you on the other side.